Okay, today is Daf Pei Gimel. We're on Pei Beis, I'm at Beis on the bottom. So we're in the middle of giving an answer. Sumchas made a statement. Sumchas said, if somebody shechts, remember the case, there was a grandfather animal, then the grandson. If you shecht the grandfather and the grandson in the same day, you didn't do anything wrong. There's no Aveira. No Aveira. Exactly. Then you shecht the middle one. So you've done two Aveiras. You've shechted a son and a father. So how many malchus do you get? Ramer says you get one. The Tanakhama says you get one. Sumcha says you get two. Aye, it's one Naisa. Sumcha said, so what? Aye, it's one Hasra. Only one Hasra. Sumcha said, so what? So we're trying to find out if somewhere else Sumcha said such a thing. So...
He gave two Hasras, but they both agreed?
You can't give two Hasras.
Why?
It's only one Naisa.
So if you kill that animal... You're going to kill
him. Right, so it's a funny thing. That's such a funny thing. So the Gemara said, well, what? It's similar to a case about eating two Gid Hanoshes, right? So the Gemara said not so similar. So pick it up over here. The Tanya, it says like this: Lo sasiru mimenu ad boker. Don't leave over the Karban Pesach till the morning. Vanos mimenu ad boker be'esh tisra. And if you do leave it over, you have to burn it, right? So ba'akos of liten asay achalos asay. The Torah gives you an assay, followed by a los assay, lomar, she'ein lokin alav. Right? And there's a Rashi in Sanhedrin who says, why don't you get malchus for a lav, shenitek l'assay, why not? Why don't you get malchus for that? Why not? So Rashi says, because if the Torah is telling you that if you do this, the way to fix it is to burn it, then that is your kapara. You don't have to get malchus now, that's your kapara. Divrei Reb Yehuda. That's what Rabbi Yehuda said. Now, I'll ask you this. What's going to happen? Someone's going to say, by the way, you better finish up that Karban Pesach. You better finish it up. Because if you don't finish it up, you're going to be over the lav of Los Asiru. What would the guy answer back? You give me Hasra? I have 5 more hours to eat it. What do you want from me? So it's a Hasra Safek. Are you going to give him Hasra a second before dawn? You have the whole night to eat the Karban Pesach. So every time you give Hasra... It's Hasra Safek. But Rabbi Yehuda didn't give that answer. What did he say? He said it's a lav shenitek l'assay. That's why you don't get malchus. Not because it's Hasra Safek. That's not his reason. Rather, it's a lav shenitek l'assay. Rabbi Yaakov Omar, Rabbi Yaakov says, no, lo man Hashem with that. That's not the reason. El mishum, lav shen b'maisa. It's a lav shen b'maisa. V'chol lav shen b'maisa, ain't lokin a lav. And every lav shen b'maisa, you don't get malchus on it. Right? Nobody said this issue of Hasra Safek. Nobody said that. Right? So therefore, Hasra Safek is a valid Hasra. It's a valid Hasra. Why is it a Malkus here? Other reasons. Either it's a Lav Shana Teklase, it's a Lav Shana Bo Maisa, not Hasra. So this can be no Raya. What about eating it at one shot, according to Sumchas? Can't be a Raya. So Tashma. Bring another raya. Ochol shnei gidin. If someone eats two gid hanoshes, mishtei yerechos, from two thighs, mishtei behemos, from two animals. Now, we said yesterday, Rabbi Yehuda held, you only chayef gid hanoshe from the right one. But here, it's two animals. So it could be it's two right ones. Right? Sofek esha shmonim. So the Tanakhama says you get malchus twice. You ate two gid hanoshes, two different animals. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ain't no sofek elamem. Only get malchus one time. How could that be? How could that be? Ilem b'zeh achar zeh u'b'shtei hasros. If it's zeh achar zeh and two hasros, don't eat that. An hour later, don't eat that. Then my time of Rabbi Yehuda, the Omer Arbaim v'sula. Why are you only getting 40? It's two different events. Two hasros. How could he hold you only get malchus once? That can't be pshat. El pshita, it must be bebas achas. Has to be a one shot. Ubechada hasra, and one hasra. What happened? A guy comes over to you and says, "By the way, I see you have a whole plate full of gedanushes. Don't eat any of it. You can't eat any of it." And the guy says, "I don't care. I'm gonna do it anyway." And he sits there and eats two gedanushes. Says Rabbi Yehuda, only one malchus. Says Tanakhama, two malchus. Man Tanakhama. Who is the Tanakhama who says you get two malchus for that? If it's our Rabbanon of our Mishnah, that's impossible. Why? Because ma hasam de gufin muchlakin, when gufin amuchlakin, patri rabbanan. Right? If gufin amuchlakin, what does gufin amuchlakin mean? In our case, of the grandfather and the grandson, and then you shech the father in the middle, it's two different bodies. It's the grandfather that you have a problem with, and the grandson you have a problem with. And yet, one malchus. So hacha, over here we're what? Over here where it's also good for machlavin. It's two different animals, right? Lo kolshkein, for sure he would hold, only gechai malchus once. How do you explain that? So the Chos in Yeshua says, it happens to be it's two different animals, but that's irrelevant to get an asha. It's irrelevant. Because even if it was one animal, and you ate more than one kezias, it would be the exact same halacha. So what's the difference if it's two animals and one animal? It doesn't make a difference. Happens to be the guy got two animals. Two get up from two, it makes no difference. But Yosef Espino, it's impossible to say that. Because it's one son. So it can't say such a thing. So therefore, it can't be the Rabbanon. El alav sumchesi. It must be its sumches. Okay? What do we see over here? That according to sumches, you're chayiv twice, right? You're chayiv twice for one maitha, one helim, right? Even though gufar are not mukhlakin. So the Gemara says, lo, la'olam, b'zeh achazeh. Really, it's one after the other. I, the kadu, amarta, my time with Rabbi Yehuda. I, the hakam Rabbi Yehuda only chayiv once. Very simple answer. Go to let's say kezias. You didn't need a kezias, you didn't need a shear. The Tanya, achlu ve'ed bo kezias, chayiv. If you ate it, but it wasn't a kezias, you're still chayiv. Why chayiv? Because it's a barrier. I think it's because it's a barrier. Right?
You eat the whole thing as less than a kezias, is that what you're
saying? Yeah, you eat the whole thing as less than a kezias, you're still chayiv. Because you get an usher, it's considered a barrier. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ache bo kezias. It's not a barrier. It's not a barrier. A barrier is a berry or a bug. That's not a barrier. Therefore, you have to eat a kezias. Why is it only chayiv once over here?
Berry's a unit.
Berry's a unit, exactly.
Right.
So he saw, the machlokes, is get an usher considered a unit? Tadakama says yes, and Rabbi says, of course not. Okay. Now we get, so by the way, so the question we had on Sumchis, if you do the same Isser repetitively, and it's not Gufa Mukhlakin, it's the same Gidanasha, same Chalev, how many times are you Chayev? We don't have an answer to that question. Okay. Now we get to Yossi's question about what do you do when you go to a store, you want to buy an animal, how do you know whether or not you have a problem with Osav Ezbeno? Says the Rajba, that shalo tzarech l'chashesh l'osuv espino, you don't have to worry about it. Kivan shezeh chashash rochuk. It's a far-fetched chashash. Af sheyesh l'estapik in bechlal yesh l'ezum beno. You can find out. Af im yesh l'aim im oben yesh l'estapik. You can find out. Nevertheless, chances are you don't have to worry about it. That's what the Rajma says. The Ramban says, where'd that come from? Yeah. Why do you have to not worry about it? The Ramban says, because the Mishnah is going to talk about now when you have to worry about it. Like Erev Yontif, everyone's busy, Erev Yontif. But if it's not Erev Yontif, right? Tzorach l'holkeach l'varer, he has to be mavarer, v'lish'ol es hamocher, you have to ask the seller, hayem nimkara ima obita shel behemes hayom? Did you sell the other mother or the daughter today? Don't tzavach l'holkeach, we showed him. What you do? Okay? He says this, even though it's a chashash rachuk, kishyesh chashash iser Torah, sheyachol levar, you can figure it out. You can find out the answer. Tzarech levar, you have to figure it out. Okay?
Right, so we'll make a lot of packages, it doesn't say where the...
No, because I'm sure in the slaughterhouse, they don't do it. They're careful. Okay. It's a different world today. You don't go into the store and buy an animal to check yourself.
Right.
Taking track on the animals anyway.
Yeah. So now the Mishnah says like this, Barbar Prakim Bashana, four times a year, Hamocher Behemel Chavero, if you buy an animal, Tzorach Lahodio, you must tell him, Imo Macharti Lashchot, I sold the mother already today. Whether or not you have to do that every other day of the year, it's a Machlokas, the Ramban, and the Rashba. What about Erev Yontif? Everyone holds you have to be Mavira. Four times a year. What are those four times a year? I'm sorry, or Bita Mikharti Lishkhara. I told the mother, I told the daughter. You have to be clear about it. Elohain, these are the four times a year. Erev Yontif Achron Shel Chag. Erev Shmini Atzeres. Erev Shmini Atzeres. Erev Yontif Rishon Shel Pesach. Erev Pesach. Erev Atzeres. Erev Shavuos. And Erev Rosh Hashanah. Erev Rosh Hashanah. Okay? Funny, random.
I thought it's not the time of Shavuos.
What? There you go. Now.
Suddenly Erev Shavuos was. Erev Sukkos was not a big barbecue
day. Tosfos already says, what about Erev Sukkos? So Tosfos says, well, everyone's busy with Lulav and Esrig. What's time for food? Busy Lulav, Esrig, Sukkah. No one has time for, no one has time to be shechting.
Yeah, gourmet club parking lot.
Yeah. Right. What about the second days of Pesach? What about the second days of Pesach? So he gives two answers. Tosfos Rid says, what? Exactly. So first of all, it's not a regal b'fnei atzmo. So no, everybody ran out of money. Everybody spent all their hachanas on the first days. That's not. I didn't make the Tosfos Rid give that answer, and. The second answer by the pre-Toar is you have leftovers from the first days. That's that.
What leftovers you having?
What?
Pre-refrigerator, what leftovers you having a week later?
He says, Shaderach shayis luktos behem the Erev Pesach, l'chol yimei ha-Pesach, u'lekach lo yekonam behar b'mehem was Erev Shvi'i shel Pesach. Okay. That's so we've done every holiday. Okay?
But
now.
Shabbat is only a day later than
I understand. No, but you didn't do the first days.
What?
But you didn't have the first days because you were busy with mitzvahs. Now, okay, Rabbi Yosef Lili af Erev Yom Kippurim beGalil. Even Erev Yom Kippur in the Galil. Why only in the Galil? What about in the Yehuda and the rest of the land? Fascinating answers. So the Anshel Shlomo says that you see from here that it's not such a not roy to eat meat Erev Yom Kippur. As he says from here, the Marit al-Ghazi says an unbelievable answer. He says, because in Yehuda, there was such a thing called shlugging kaparis. Right? What do you use for kaparis?
Chickens.
A chicken. So they ate chicken. They ate meat. They ate chicken already. All the chickens were there.
Right.
In the Galil, there was no such minhag of kaparis. There was no such minhag. So it's fascinating what he's saying. There was no such minhag of kaparis. So up there in the Galil, they eat meat, no good on chicken. Fascinating answer. And then the Mishnah Chachma says that in Yehuda they had gzeros about Yom Tovim and eating meat, so they didn't want to make a whole production out of it and get the goyim all upset. So they quietly let them, they didn't have meat. And the Galil, that wasn't an issue, so they did. Okay. Good? Amr of Yehuda, so Yehuda says, Amosai, all this is true, bizman she'ein lo revach. But there's no time, there's no pausing. In other words, it could be the mother and the daughter the same day. Aval yeshul revach, but if there's a lot of time, ain't tzarech lodio. You don't have to tell him, because it's not going to be an issue. Now, umod Reb Yehuda, agrees, b'mocher es ha'im l'chasson v'es habas l'kala. If the chasson's buying the mother, and the same wedding, and the kala's buying the father, the son, tzarech lodio. You have to tell somebody. You know this couple's getting engaged. The father of the chasen walks in. The father of the kala walks in. You can't tell them. It's the same wedding. They're going to shechta the same day. It's a problem. So if you know it's a problem, you have to tell them. Okay?
So you got to be in the hop to know. You have to be removed from all this. You have to know, you're making a wedding. Exactly.
Now, another fascinating halacha, which has nothing to do with Osos Beno. Barbar Prokem Elu, these four times a year, Mashchitin es HaTevach Bal Karcho. You can force the butcher, against his will, to shecht an animal. For example, Afilu Shor Shove Elef Dinar. It's worth $1,000. Ve'ein lo lelokech el dinar. I only want to buy $1 worth of meat. The butcher says, I got to shecht an animal now, and how am I going to sell the other 999? I have to shecht it for your $1? Yes, for Erev Yontif you have to do that. Kofen oso lishchot, you force him to. Lefikach, therefore, one kula, imes, if the animal dies, mes lelokeach, is considered the buyer's problem. He didn't take it yet, but it's considered his problem. Aval b'shayim os hashana, but the rest of the year, na'eno kein. That's not the halacha. Lefikach, it makes. Meis lemocher. If it dies with a mocher. Since you already have such a taiva to buy it, it's considered yours already, even though you didn't buy it. How could that be? You didn't make a kinyan? The Gemara is going to ask that question. So before we get to that, Tana, im lo hodio alech v'shochet v'eno nimna. The Braisa said that im lo hodio, if you don't tell anybody, then you can go shecht, you don't have to worry about anything. No one told me anything, I don't have to worry. Right? Amar v'yu de emesai, listen to this Gemara. Lamali lemisni, why did the Mishnah say, im eim lechasan v'yashabas lekala? That the chasan took the bigger animal, and the kala took the smaller animal. Why do you have to say which one took which? Just say, one took one and one took the other. Because milsa agavurcha kamashman. The Mishnah wanted to teach you another thing. That what? That the urach ara lemitrach be chasana tfein be kalasa. That the chasan has to pay more for the wedding than the kala has to pay for the wedding. Had this changed exactly the opposite?
When did that change?
The Gemara says, the chasen takes the bigger animal. The Mishnah wants to let you know that the chasen's responsibility is to, all right, the kala has to pay something too, but really the chasen's, it's on the chasen's shoulders. Fascinating Gemara. When did it change?
When the parents start paying for it.
What?
When the parents begin paying for it, that's when it changed.
Chasen used to work, that's why they used to get married yearly. Took them a year to put everything together.
Right. So the question is, seriously, it did change. It changed in Europe already. It didn't change here, it changed in Europe. Right, in the past 500 years it changed. When did that happen? I don't know. Interesting.
Right, and the Kala's parents would support them for a while. And they'll learn a couple of years.
Okay. Next. Barbar Prakim Elu. These four times a year, we said that you have to, if a guy walks into the butcher shop and wants to buy a small amount of meat, and the butcher has to shekel a whole animal for your small amount of meat, he has to do it. For covered yontif. So Gemara says, and then, and therefore, if something happens to the animal, it's the buyer's job. It's the buyer's loss. I have a halo mashach, but you didn't do a kinyan. You didn't do a kinyan. So why is it my loss? Yeah, I walked in, I want to buy that one I want right there. How much do I want? $10 worth. $10 worth? I'm going to check the whole animal for $10 worth? Okay, fine. And then it dropped dead on the spot. It's my loss. I didn't do a kinyan. Omar Rav Huna, Omar Rav, no, kishamashach, you did a kinyan. You're right, you have to do a kinyan on it. Look at the seifa. Avol b'shayim osashana eno came. The rest of the year, it's not like that. Lafikach imeis meis lamocher v'hamashach. But to be consistent, I mean, he did b'shicha, so it's yours no matter what. Amar v'shmuel bar nagid bar v'yitzchak l'olam shalom mashach. You didn't do it. You didn't. Rather, kigon shezikalo ayde acher. Someone else was mezak it for you. So barba pakim elu dischus hulo. Other four times of the year, which is a zechus to have meat like that, zachin ladim shalom b'fanav. So it's considered a zechus, and therefore it's yours, and therefore if it drops dead, it's your responsibility, you the buyer. B'shayim mos hashana, the rest of the year, dechov hulo, it's a chov, to have extra meat, it's expensive, no one does that, ain chov ladim shalom b'fanav, you can't do that without his knowledge. Therefore, if it drops dead, it's not your responsibility. That's one answer. Another answer, Rabbi Elazar Amar Rabbi Yochanan, barba prakim elu, the Chachamim, when it comes to this, the Chachamim went back to the old rule of Din Torah, which is, Amar B'Yochanan, Dvar Torah, Mos Kanos. Money is a valid kinyan. We hold it's not. Why do we hold it's not? So what happened was, the guy walks in, here's $10, I want $10 from the animal. He already made a kinyan, he gave the money.
Right.
Therefore, if it drops dead, it's the buyer's loss. The rest of the year, we don't hold like that. Why don't we hold like that? Ma tam omru mashicha kone. Why do we make mashicha to be kone? Because gzeira shemayomalo nistrifu chaticha ba'aliyah. You have a warehouse. I go home, give you $1,000. Okay, everything in the warehouse belongs to me. I didn't do a kinyan. I just gave you $1,000, and the warehouse burns down. So the owner of the warehouse, have no incentive to put out that fire, because it's not yours anyway.
Right.
So we don't want that to happen. Therefore, we say no. It doesn't belong to the buyer. It only does a kinyan. On Erev Yontif, you're making the butcher go out of your way, out of his way, to shech for you, and you're going to make him lose all the rest of the animal, then we're going to go back to the Din Torah, and it'll be your loss. Okay.
It's a hard halacha.
Yeah, it's hard halacha.
Or aren't we chasan the money, that's what we're like, make him lose $1,000?
What's the question when you say that?
What?
So what's the question when you say that?
What do you mean?
Worry about his money.
Yeah, it's a big issue, no?
It's a big question. Not worry about charging me $150 for a lemon.
We should
worry about
leftovers from a year ago. You fresh check a cow, lose $1,000.
It didn't happen in those days. We don't have refrigerators in those days. Yom Echad HaOmer BaOsef Esbeno. So we had, you can't be shechted in the same day. What does that mean, day? It means Hayom Holech Achar Halayla. The day follows the night, like we have a day. Not sun up to sundown, like a tainus. No, like Shabbos. From Friday, from Tuesday night till Wednesday, right before Shkia. Right? Yom Echad Nema, listen to this. Ezu Dar Shoshim Ben Zoma. Nema Maisa Bereshis Yom Echad. It says by Maisa Bereshis Vayer Vayivoker Yom Echad. V'nemar Ba'osav Esbeno Yom Echad. It says a Yom Echad. Ma Yom Echad Om Maisa Bereshis Hayom Hol Achar Laila. So it's like Maisa Bereshis, it says the day follows the night, right? Af Yom Echad Om Ba'osav Esbeno Hayom Hol Achar Laila. Same thing over here. Which means, if you shecht an animal on Tuesday afternoon, and then you shecht the mother of that animal Tuesday night, you didn't do an Aveira. Because it's already considered Wednesday. Right? Not a problem. Right? Tana Rabbanon, Ezu Darash Rav Shurim Ben Zoma, Lefi, Shekol Inyan, Kulo, Eina Medaber, Ela Bekadjim. We're only talking about Kadjim. U Bekadjim, Laila, Holech Achar Hayom. Bekadjim, it's not like that. Right? You bring a carbon on Tuesday, you can eat it Tuesday night. Kadjim goes the other way around. Funny, it's a funny thing, right? Kadjim goes the other way around. Everyone knows Judaism, Tuesday night already is really Wednesday. If a baby's born Tuesday night at midnight, it's considered if he's born on Wednesday. Not 5 minutes before midnight, it's considered if he's born on Wednesday halachically, right? His English date's going to be Tuesday, but he's born already Wednesday. Wednesday. Why? Because we go, we follow the night.
Right.
But culture, we don't do that, right? Yachol Avzu Kain. I would have thought the same thing about Osef Esbeno. Same thing about Osef Esbeno. Even though it's not a carbon issue, but it could be a carbon issue. It doesn't have to be. So I would think the same thing. Nemar kan yom echad, v'nemar my separations yom echad. It says yom echad of both of them. Ma yom echad, oh my separations, hayom olach achar alayla? No. My separations, the day follows the night. Af yom echad, oh my osef espino, hayom olach achar alayla. So too, the day follows the night preceding. Right? Right? I can ask a question about my separations. So is that even true? So for example, Tuesday. On Tuesday, Hashem said, let the earth go forth and bring forth grass and trees. Right? But Tuesday really started Monday night.
Right.
And it says, Vayer, Vayevoker, Yom right. Shlishi. Tuesday really started Monday night. But Hashem didn't do anything Monday night. Right?
Yeah, but he still considered it.
On B'yom HaShlishi, on the third day, right. Not night Shlishi, B'yom HaShlishi.
Right.
But then the pasuk tells you, Vayer, Vayevoker, Yom Shlishi. Okay.
So, do we only get this din in this Mishnah, or does it come up in Brachas? Because, I mean, you would have thought in Brachas, the whole thing is manning requires that we have this knowledge.
Me'emesai korah Shema. When do you say Shema? It's the first Mishnah in Shas.
Right.
You say Shema at night. So Shema Monday night for Tuesday.
Right.
And the Gemara asks, why you started with the night?
Right.
You wake up in the morning, you start a fresh day. And the answer is, Masa Bereishis.
Right.
That's the first page of Shas, right?
Okay, so this is just repeating.
No, so Osev Esbeno, that's exactly what we said. Maybe it goes like Karbanos, and the night follows the day. No, regular story. The day follows the night.
What is it in there, Ella B'Kachim? That's not B'Kachim.
No, but since it could be with Kachim, so maybe it has a din of Kachim. That's all he's saying. Yeah. Osev Esbeno, you can't be Kachim either.
No, it's also because Osev Esbeno, that's the Pasuk of Kachim.
Right, he's right. I'm sorry, I misspoke that. It's in the parsha of Kachim. It's in the parsha of Kabanos. But it applies to everything, but it's in the stuck in the parsha. Why did Hashem put it there, in the parsha of Kabanos? Maybe to tell me it's like Kabanos. Comes along, no. Rabbi Omer, Yom Echad, it says one day, Yom Echad, which means Yom Echad, Yom Hamiyuchad, Ton Cruz. Right? Has to be announced. Right? When it's one of a special day, like an Erev Yontif or something, you have to announce, by the way, I sold the mother today, be very careful. You can't buy this, you could buy it, but you can't check it. You can buy it, but you can't check it today, right? Okay. Hadron Allah, Oso Ve'ezbeno. Hadron Allah, Oso Ve'ezbeno. Hadron Allah, Oso Ve'ezbeno. Next parak is about kithui hadam. There's a mitzvah in the Torah, which is really a chok, that when you shecht a chaya or a bird, only a chaya and only a bird, you have to do kithui hadam. Why is this mitzvah? Where did this mitzvah come from? So these are not easy answers because they don't apply to behemoths. So there's no such mitzvah of kithui hadam by a behemoth. So the Rashbam says on the Torah that dam is asr b'achila, so therefore you cover it up. So what about behemoth? What?
Doesn't answer the question.
Doesn't answer the question. That's what Rashbam says, right? Sefer Chinuch says the same thing, that the dam is, the nefesh is totally in dam, a dam hu nefesh. So you're eating the soul mamash if you eat dam, so therefore you cover it up, you don't want to show any. What? Right, but then what about behemoth? Exactly. So it's a chok. We don't know why. We don't know why. Well, kithui hadam only applies to chayas and birds. We don't know why. What's kithui hadam doing here? Why are we talking about kithui hadam all of a sudden? So Rashi says, "Yishum debay lemitzni b'chul and avlo b'mukdashin nagat l'kulu." Since osiv esbeno applies by kachim and by chulin, say kithui hadam also applies by kachim and by chulin. If you have a kachim bird, you have to have kithui hadam. There can't be a kachim chai, no such thing. But birds, yeah. You have to do kithui hadam. So therefore, we just throw it in over here. Why would Osav has b'no here? Why would Osav has b'no in this mesechta? Where else is it going to be, right? Like it belongs here. It's about chulin, right? Okay. So kithui hadam, the mitzvah of kithui hadam, noe be'eretz, it applies in Eretz Yisrael, b'chutz l'aretz, b'fnei abayis. When there was a Beis HaMikdash, shol b'fnei abayis, if there's no Beis HaMikdash, b'chulin, with chulin, avalo b'mukdashin. But it doesn't apply by mukdashin. I think we're going to change that. I don't remember. The no egg...
Because there is no
chaya. No, birds. Birds. Birds, yeah.
You have
to shchita in
Malika.
What?
You don't
Malika. So we're going to get to that. The Gemara is going to talk about the...
You should also work in a parallel way.
What do you mean?
You have it by the birds that are able to be brought as a carbon and birds that are not able to be as...
Right. Right.
It doesn't work that way. It's all birds in general.
Right. Right, exactly. It's a fair point. V'noeg b'chaya, it applies to a chaya, u'ba'ov, and to a bird. B'muzuman, whether it's prepared. V'she'en muzuman, whether it's not prepared. And because by, Rashi says, the reason why the Mishnah said that is because shiluach hakan does not apply if the bird's prepared. You can't do shiluach hakan if you have a pet parakeet.
Right.
Assuming you can do it by non-kosher birds. But you can't do that. You have a pet, you can't do it by a pet. Has to be a pigeon. Has to be something that you just happened upon. You come happenstance. So to contrast that, and that's not true over here, you have a pet chicken, you shechti, you do kithui hadam. It's mezumen, so what? By shiluach hakan, there's a din like that. The noeg b'koi, and it applies by a koi, mipnei shu suffik, because it's a suffik. Maybe it's a chaya, and it's a suffik. Suffik derives al chumra. The ain shochin also b'yantif, but you can't shech the koi b'yantif, because the dirt to do kithui hadam is muksa.
Right.
Correct. The im shachtu, and if you do shechtekoi, ain mechasin es damo. You don't do kithui hadam.
But that's not straight either.
What?
That's not straight completely either.
So Rashi says...
Because you prepare the dirt in advance, you use it.
So Rashi, okay, right. They have, don't have to, only,
exactly, only giving you
half the story. So Rashi says, Mishum dil maboy kisui, because maybe it requires kisui. Umisapka, and musveka, and from a suffik d'oraisa, lo machalin and yantif im shachto. Not machal yantif. What machal yantif are we doing?
Getting the dirt.
Muksa. Which is a derabanan. We're not d'oraisa. We're not d'oraisa here.
Yes, it is. It's an isra of digging a hole.
Oh, digging a hole.
No.
Yes, it is. That's isra is digging a hole. Kisui hadam, that's the problem with
that. Yeah, but that's... But it's davar shalom miskaven. So it's a derabanan. It's not a deraisa.
Of course it's deraisa. That's what you... No, unless you prep it in advance.
No, it's davar shalom miskaven. You don't want to dig a hole here. You just want to...
I don't want to turn on the light in my refrigerator.
No. He says over here, Rashi says it, that it's because of muksa. He says it in Beitza, not here, it's because of Muksa. He says over here, even if you prepared Erev Yontif, it's only prepared for a Safek, so it's still Muksa.
Whoa.
It says, Af im hechinum Erev Yontif l'tzarchav, I prepared the dirt before Yontif.
Yeah.
Lo hechinu l'tzarch tashmish shechiyavo shechiyavo. It's not prepared for a chiyuv, mutl b'safek, because he adam. It's still a safek. So therefore, it's still mukhsa.
I have a bucket of dirt prepared for you to put my chicken out about chef.
That's the koyo.
No, chicken's vadai.
Yeah, the
right, the koyo only. Even if it's prepared before, it still books a problem.
Oh, that's fine.
Because only it's prepared for a suffix.
Yeah, that's fine. The suffix is whether it's a behavior or a time.
Correct, yeah, correct. So it's kosher. It's kosher. Right. Don't shecht it on Yom Tov. The Mishnah says.
Yeah.
Okay. Says the Gemara. 1 second. The Mishnah said that it doesn't apply by Mukdashin. Right? It only applies by Chulin. Mikdashin, my time alone. Why not? By birds. Rashi says by birds. Why not? Ilam mishum de Reb Zera. If it's Reb Zera's vart, tam Reb Zera, hashochet zarech shitin ofel lamata. For ofel lamala, you have to put dirt underneath. And dirt on top. Shenemar v'shafach es damo v'chiso ba'ofar. Ofer lo nemar ela bi'ofar. Malamej hashochet zarech litin ofel lamata v'ofel lamayla. V'ofel lo efshar. Here it's not possible. How could you put dirt underneath and on top? Why not? Heichi nevin. What are you going to do? Leithev, you're going to put it underneath ulavatle, and you're going to leave it there? Where are you, by the way? Where are you? You're on top of the Mizbeach, and you're going to put dirt on top of the Mizbeach. So when you check the chicken, the pigeon, the tar, the Bnei Yonah, it's going to fall on top of the... So it's like kamosef abinyan. It's like you're adding on to the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach is not good enough. I'm going to put another thing on the Mizbeach. I'm going to put dirt here. It's like you're adding on to the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach is perfect just the way it is. What are you adding on?
Why isn't that part of the Avoda?
What?
Why is that not part of the Avoda finished? The Mizbeach is built. This is part of the Avoda.
It's...
Of shechting the
yeah.
So what is he talking about here?
Uksiv, and there's a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, where David says to Shlomo or something, Hakol b'ksav yad, Hashem alai haskil, follow exactly the instructions how to build the Beit HaMikdash. Don't do anything extra. So you can't do anything extra. Lo levatli? And you're not going to be mevatel it? So in other words, I'm not making an addition to the Mizbeach. That I'm not allowed to do. I can't add to the Mizbeach. So I'll remove it tonight when the blood goes away. Kavi chatzitza. It's a chatzitza to the Mizbeach. You can't come up to the Mizbeach with another platform. You can't come up there with a shtender. You can't do that.
Practical though,
Malika
is an exception to
Kisva
Adam, I think.
So we said it doesn't apply by Kachem. So first of all, we said there's no Shechita.
There's no problem. What's the issue?
So the Gemara said, why not? Why not? Why can't we do Malika? Why can't we do Kisva Adam by birds? Why not? By Kachem, by birds. Why not? So you want to tell me because you can't put the dirt there? Either you can't put it there permanently, you can't put it temporarily, it's a Chetzitza. Is that why? So good. So Nehid, Lamata Lo Efshar, you're right. You can't put it underneath. But Lamaila Efshar, you can put it on top. So Lavit Kisui, do it on top. Milo Tanya, Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yosef Omer, Shachat Chaya, Shecht Chaya, V'yachakach Shachat Behema, and then you shecht the Behema, Pater Milachasos. You Pater. Why? Because the blood of the Behema covered the blood of the Chaya. You covered it, even though it's min b'mino, it's not an issue. So, okay, so you didn't do underneath. So what? Right. The Behema, if you shecht the Behema first, then you have to shecht again. Right? Right. Fine. So the answer is Kedur Reb Zera. Like Reb Zera's Vart. Famous Vart we have all the time in Shas. Tam Reb Zera. Kol haroy labila ein bila makeves bo. The halacha was that when you made a mincha, the cup had to have enough flour in there to mix the flour and the oil. Had to have enough oil to mix with the flour. You didn't have to mix it, but it had to be mixable. Right? If you didn't mix it, it wasn't ma'akev.
No,
if you can't mix it, the bila is ma'akev. If you can't mix it, you put so much flour in the cup and so little oil, it can't mix, then it's not good. But if you put enough oil in there that it could mix, you don't have to mix it. So too over here. You don't have to have the kisi adam underneath. You don't have to have that. But it has to be that you could put it there. And on a mizbeach, you can't put it there. So you don't have to have it there.
They're assuming that you shoved it on top of the mizbeach.
Correct. That's the Gemara's next question.
Which is not the case.
Right? That's the Gemara's the very next question. So therefore, you don't have to have the dirt underneath. It just has to be able that it could be there. But it doesn't have to be there. Right? If it can't be there, then it's ma'akev. Right? Okay? That's why the Mizbeach can't work. So the Gemara asks Monty's question. Veligere, so take the blood and move it off the Mizbeach. Veligere, drag it somewhere else. Velichase, and do it there. Milo Tanan, didn't we learn? Dam hanites, if the blood squirted out. Vishaal hasakin, and now it's on the knife. But I can't do kisi adam because the blood squirted over there. I don't want to go over there. Have it on the knife. So chayav lachasos. So do it. Over here. Alma degar umachasile. What do you see? You're allowed to drag. You're allowed to drag and do kisi adam. Hachanami. So do over here. So it's on the mizbeach. You're right. You can't do it on the mizbeach. You have a chatzitza problem. You're adding to the mizbeach problem. You're right. So take it down from the mizbeach. Take the blood and move it down there. Hachanami nigru v'nachasibe. So Gemara says, "E b'kachim mizbeach hachanami." If it's a kachim mizbeach, you're right. You could do it. Hacha v'ma'eskinan. Very difficult answer. What are we talking about over here? B'kachim bedek habayis. It was not a carbon. I donated to the Beis Hamikdash. I donated a bird to the Beis Hamikdash. Not as a carbon. As a donation. Not as a carbon. Because if you donate it as a carbon, you're right. I could just move the blood somewhere else and cover it there. I could take it to the Azara and cover it there. No. I shechted a bedek habayis. So I'm nowhere near the Mizbeach. So what's going on? Says Rashi, umasnisan ba'ofos. It's birds. Has to be birds. Shegdishan lebedek habayis. Right? Vishachtam. And I shechted them. Now, are you not allowed to shecht them? Why are you not allowed to shecht them? Das surim bahana. Because it's asur bahana. If I donate this chair to the Beis HaMikdash, I'm not allowed to sit on it. Why not? Because it belongs to Hekdash. So I shechted a bird, I donated a bird to the Beis HaMikdash, not a carbon, a bird stam, I can't shecht it. Why not? I can't have enough from it. Umishum deshchita she'enu yeruya. And since I can't shecht it, it was shechita she'ena ru'uya. You hear this?
I can't eat it.
So it's pater lehu mikisui. It's pater from kisi adam. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. We're not finished. One more minute. Time?
No.
Oh, okay. So we'll stop. We'll stop on the. So 1 second. So Gemara asked 1 second. So v'lafakinu v'lachasinu. Let's redeem it,
and then cover it.
In order to redeem animals, they have to be alive. You can't redeem kachim when it's dead.
Before
you shechted it, you didn't do anything wrong.
What?
You didn't do anything wrong before you shechted it.
No, redeem before you shechted it.
You can't.
There's nothing wrong,
you didn't, nothing wrong with it.
You're not allowed to
do it. No. You're allowed to, but you didn't want to do that. It's only because you want to do kisei adam. So redeem it now and do kisei adam. The answer is you can't do that because it's not alive. Okay, we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a good day.
If you want to eat it, redeem it and then...